Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Bo. Chodesh Shvat. Good Chodesh Tavshin Bebezal Lin Lish Milishat Lin Lishas Raka Parvas Moshe. The Yismach Sir Lakzen the Maral Diskin. So Chos Yogan Lin is both yard sites were today. The first idea comes as the Bach Yulul Yismach Yisrael Bo Al Paro. Come to Paro. Says the Yismach Yisrael Konin the Zohar. The Zohar says, if you open up the Pasuk, to open up the Zohar, the Parshas Bo Bo Al Paro. Rabbi Yehuda Pasach Ashrei Ha'om Yodei Shuro. Tehillim 89 Tezayin. Praiseworthy there is the nation who knows the secrets, who knows the sounds of the Tshua. And the Yismach Yisrael wants to understand, what is the connection from the Zohar? Why Dafka does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what's the connection of this Pasuk, Bo Aparo, to Ashayam Yodei Tshua? Praiseworthy there is the nation, which we should say before Tekiah Shofar, says the Yismach Yisrael, an incredible vort. Says, you want to know what the whole idea of Bo Aparo, you want to come to Paro, tell Paro to get off his high horse. The whole Indian of the Trua, the whole Indian of Shovar is to make sure that we lower ourselves, that we humble ourselves. As the Pasuk says, V'leiv nishba v'nidka yelakim lo sivze, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a broken heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees a humble heart, then nothing will ever be pushed off from that. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, Baal Paro, tell him to go, tell him to lower himself. Ashrei Am Yodei Tzura, the whole Indian of Shofar is to lower oneself, to have the hachna, to have the leiv nishbar, and then and only then will he be zochet to be able to tshuva. Belibots and all the and the Orcha Sadikim, Negra, all the Sarim say that there's one Gemara Sota, the beginning of Sota says that Chodesh Baruch says, I can't live with someone who's a Baal Gaiva. Someone who's a Baal Gaiva thinks that he understands and that they're in power and as many and you could do whatever you want. No. But to be a Baal Nova, and when to be a one, Shvat's all about Torah, right? Moshe Rabbeinu started teaching Torah in Shvat, the last speech. So you have to go, you want to get to Torah, first we have to come to the Midah Vanova. V'nafshi karpet lokol tziya, then psach li b'sor tzecha. Like what Tzadok says, you have to become humble, and then the Torah could be able to penetrate our hearts. The Gemara in Tain is also the Av Zayin. The Torah only goes from a high place to a low place. But the whole only idea that Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe, Nisimach Yisrael says, why does the Zohar say, Asher Adam Yod Yod Shuram Bo Paro? It's the same idea. To humble herself. Paro had to humble himself. To get to level. To be able to do tshuva, which he didn't. The godless, the incredible importance, the mid of another. Mid of Adif Nisimach Yisrael. And from Rav Tzadok or Relibus or Chassidim Sadegrom. Moving on to idea number three. Excuse me, idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Shalom of Bells, the Sar Shalom of Bells. Idea number two. Second pasuk. Ulman to Sapr Bells, Ebincha, Bebincha, Ashisa, Shasalat, Mitzrayim, should tell your kids and your grandkids what happened in Egypt. Eso Sosai, Ashisamdi, Bum, Vidatem, Kenny Hashem. And they'll know all the signs that I did, and they'll know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They'll know me. Says of Shalom of Bells, Rak im Atapa Asmcha, Shalom Memunah, Vidatem, Kenny Hashem. Only once you're overflowing, Vidatem, Kenny Hashem. That's not the end of the pasuk. That's actually the causative. The cause of Vidatem Ki Hashem. When you have das yourself, when you have emunah yourself, then you cholim devarach liyos nikon b'leit tzatzecha v'oz esabra azay benucha b'benucha. But Vidatem is saying it, you have to work on your emunah. When you work on your Yiddishkeit, then and only then will it penetrate the other neshamas. Then it will penetrate your kids in the neshama. Right? All the sarim say, what's the best way for chinuch is modeling. Modeling, you can't just talk the talk, you have to walk the walk. And this is the idea that Rabbi Goldberg talked about over Shabbos. Vidatem is a lesson that Nesiv Hashem writes. Vidatem is a lesson of Das, is Chibor. Right? The first place in the Torah of Tzadok says you got to go to the place where that's the source. Nesiv Hashem says Das, and this is from the Baal Tanya as well, and all this from Akadoshim. Das isn't just knowledge. Das is connection. The Adam Yod is Chava. Adam Nu Chava. They were together. To be together with one. To be together with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kids know very much, and our students know very much, is it real or is it not real? Vidatem ken yashem. If we're complete in our muna, if we're on fire for the bonushim, then it's going to penetrate our neshamas of our children and our grandchildren. But it's got to start with us. And this is the conversation of the Vilna Gaon and the Dumna Magad. And Dumna Magad asked the Vilna Gaon, his Rebbe, how are you able to give over Yiddishkeit? The Vilna Gaon says, you have to say, look at Mizmor Ledovitz, Psalm 23, to be a koisi revaya. When you're an overflowing cup and you're always talking about Torah and you're talking about Shabbos and you're talking about Tznius and Kedusha and whatever it is, and you're an overflowing cup, then it's going to penetrate. That's a beautiful idea from the Rosham of Bells. When you yourself are Das, when you yourself have knowledge and connection to the Rabbonu Shalom, then and only then will penetrate to Sap Ben Bencho, Ben Mincho, will penetrate your children, your grandchildren, what are incredible. Rosham Bells, Baal Tanya, the Siv Shalom, and the Vilna Gaon with the Dumna Magid. Moving on to idea number three. At the end of 3, we've said in the past, but I have to say it again. Perek Yod Pasuk Chav Gimel, the last Pasuk of Sheni. By Choshech, Lo Ro Ish Isachav, Lo Kama Ish Mitachtav Shoshes Yomim, Lo Chol B'nei Yisrael Yehobar Moshesam. For 3 days, no man can move, no Egyptian man can move, and the Jewish people had light in their houses. Says the Chiddush Yerim, you want to know what Choshech is? Lo Ro Ish Isachav, Lo Kama Ish Mitachtav. When a person can't see their brother, when a person can't see their sister, when a person doesn't want to see, when a person doesn't worry, that's Choshech. When you're only thinking about yourself, shkum him matzav shofa v'enim eskulam nesromim, that's choshech. But chol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshe sam. What it means to be a yid, chol b'nei Yisrael haya or b'moshe sam, thinking about others. It doesn't matter what's going on within your life. Him constantly caring and thinking about other people. That's what it's all about. Constantly searching and seeking and to be able to make sure that we do for others. As I saw over social media over the past few days, specifically, when YU lost the game on Thursday night. Sometimes you don't want to be a sore loser. But the one of the reporters from the Illinois school said something I'll never forget. Moments after a tough loss, Gabriel Leifer, one of the star tzaddikim of the team, sought out one of the players on the other team, a non-Jew, to connect him with a recruiter in the accounting field. This is what we're talking about here. Not sure why the D3 hashtag even doesn't, whatever, but he says that Gabriel Leifer is an Or L'Gayim. After a loss, after a 50-game losing streak comes to an end, he goes out on the court to be able to help someone who's probably not going to play basketball the rest of his life. To be a Jew means to be a light, or legoyim, like Rav Shachter says from the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. To be an or legoyim means to be a light unto the nations. A light unto the nations means that we're constantly caring and constantly seeking in ways to be able to show kindness and sensitivity. What's choshech? Lo ro ish as oichav lo kam ish mitachtov. You give a blind eye. You don't care. That's choshech. But a yid down. But we care for every Jew, non-Jew. We care. We want to show the light. We want to show the what it means to be a yid. What an incredible idea from Chiddush Harim in that tweet. A beautiful ma'isa from Gabe Leifer. Shkoyach galda. Moving on to day number 4. Day number 4 comes to us from the Maral Diskin. Rav Shuli of Diskin of Yerushalayim Yerkodesh. Also his yard set was Chavtes Tevis today. Basically, when you have the Karban Pesach, you have to do it. Make sure to have your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand. You have to eat in b'chipozon, and you have to be certain halachos. Says the Maral Diskin, a very, very, very simple idea. Usually, when it comes to anything kaddish, we take our shoes off. Right, just a few weeks ago, you have to take it off. In Parsha Shemos, went by the sneh. What's going on over here? Says the Maral Diskin. You have to take off your shoes. What's going on here? Why Dafka leave your shoes on for Karban Pesach? Usually when it comes to Kedusha, you take your shoes off. Afilu hachi, says the Maral Diskin. Kan shahaya laharos ha'amunav ha'bitachon shehim zemonim laderech. K'per shrashi ani mochel mati lehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Dafka, you want to put your shoes on, you're ready to go, you're ready to roll out of Egypt, you're ready to roll out of Mitzrayim, to show your amunah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Amoichel, leave your shoes on. I want you to leave your shoes on. Yes, in other cases, shoes off, ki Adam's Kodesh, by the Haggadah, and by the Sneh, and by the Kohanim, yes, shoes off. But here, Kodesh Baruch Hu saw the Messiah's Nefesh of the Jews ready to be able to go, b'chipazon, leave your shoes on. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what, I'm going to be Mevater. An incredible idea for the Maral Diskin. And I wasn't planning on saying this, but Rav Weinberger always says when an idea comes in the middle, so what can we say on this? Parshas Bo, it's called Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos. One of my favorite Kiddush's Levi's, Rabbi Razor quotes it all the time. Why Satan Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach? The Kiddush's Levi brings an idea here or by Pesach. So why Satan Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPesach? When it's referring to Chag HaMatzos, Chodesh Baruch Hu's praising us. Anili doid v'doid yili. We were ready to go. We didn't wait for the bread to rise. But Chag HaPesach, Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over our homes. Kodesh Baruch Hu had mercy on our firstborns. Then we're seeking, Kodesh Baruch Hu seeking out for the good within us. Ani li doidi vidoi dili. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, saw that Messias Nefesh, saw the Maral Diskin. And he says, Ani mochel mati lehem. I'm oichel my own covered. Leave your shoes on. He saw the Messias Nefesh. And that's Kedushas Levi, always looking for the good. Always looking at Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chag HaMatzos looks for the good within us. Chag HaPesach, we look for the good within him. Ani li doidi vidoi dili. Matzah in our tefillin, Kedushas Levi says, the Gemara Brachas. The Maral Brachas says, what's written in our tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael. What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael. We praise Hashem. What's written in Kodesh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael. Who's like the Jewish nation? Always looking for the good in us. Always looking for the good in Rabbeinu Shalom. What an incredible idea of Maral Diskin, Kedushas Levi. Moving on to idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us from the Nachum Sinan, when Nachum Sinan Zaks, Rav Tzvi Pesach Feisel, grandson, incredible, incredible. I highly, highly recommend the Sefer. Yud Beis Chav Zayin, Ayikar Ha'om, Ayishtachav, Moshe Rabbeinu just had incredible, incredible news, and he bows down, and Moshe and Klal Yisrael bow down. The last Pasuk in Chamishi, what are they bowing down for? It says Rashi from Chazal, Abasoris HaGeula Ubiyas HaAretz, Abasoris HaBanim Shehiu Lahem. Because they heard about going the Geula, they heard about going to Eretz Yisrael, and they heard about the children they would have. Abasoris HaBanim Shehiu Lahem. Says the Menachem Sion, what's this Lashon SheBanim Yehu Shelahem? What does that mean, Shelahem? You're going to have children that aren't theirs. He says, Zu Hayt Hayasah Abasor HaTol B'Yosar. Eretz, the Geula was great, Eretz Yisrael was great. But to have good children, there will be theirs. Shehabanim yiyeh shelahem. The children are going to be theirs. Shaloyeh merecha guf nebruchim enavos habanim. There'll be no distance from between the father and the kids. Kimeh sheshamim neisot besor merina zos kod v'yishtachvu. Shelahem means is that they're going to be yours. They're going to be on fire for the Rabbanu Shalom. They're going to be so on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelahem means, says the Menachem Sion, that was the ultimate simcha, the ultimate nachas. Wasn't the gula. And it wasn't just Eretz Yisrael. It was that the Banim Shalhem that will be like them. And this is exactly what the Rav Moshe Sternbach, Tamad Asra, Rav Masko said this last year. Ki Chag HaShem Lanu. What's Ki Chag HaShem Lanu? Ben Arenu V'Zakeneinu Nech. But why is Ki Chag HaShem Lanu? The meaning of Ki Chag HaShem Lanu is Simcha Savoro. The Simcha, what it means to be Geshmak, to be a Yid. Geshmak to be a Yid. And that we give over that Yiddishka, we give over that passion, we give over that energy to our kids. That is the ultimate Chag. That's the ultimate simcha. The ultimate simcha, says Menachem Sion, and says the Talmud Das early on in the Parsha, what Moshe was telling Paro, is that when we have our children and our grandchildren going in our way, that is the ultimate simcha. That is the ultimate, that's the ultimate Shmuz Besoris Tovos. That's the ultimate greatest news we could ever have. Okay, let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the idea of the Yismach Yisrael. Baal Paro, the Zohar, says, Asher Yod 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 Yisrua. What does it have to do with each other? It has nothing to do with each other. Says the Yismach Yisrael, no. Baal Paro, Asher Yod Yod Yisrua. Paro needed to be able to understand the idea. You have to make sure to have a Nova. The whole Indian of Shoifer, Yod Yisrua is the Indian of a Nova. Nothing gets past the Chodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Nova. Leib Nishbar, and Izgeb Lolo, the Chodesh Baruch Hu will never put. And that's the whole Indian of Tzadok says, Venafshi Karvel, then Besach Lebi Besor Zecha. Person comes but humble. Then the Torah penetrates Gemara Tanis, Dav Zayin, and the Grod, the Chesedikim, and all the Tzarim. Rabbi Leibowitz explained how the Gemara Sotah, the Gemara Sotah says, the Chodesh Baruch says, I can't live with the Baal Gaiva. Number two, the Baal Sar Shalom of Bells, the Bells, the Rebbe said, incredible idea. Laman says, Saper, Vidatem, Kiani Hashem. No, once you're Vidatem, if you have Das to the Rabbonu Shalom, then you'll be able to Saper to your children. But you have to be on fire for the Rabbonu Shalom. You have to have that Das, like the Siva Shalom said for the Baal Tanya, Das. Rav Tzadok, the first place in the Torah, Adam Yodas Chava, you have to know, you have to be connected, to be Avloshon Chibur, you have to be on fire, and that's what the Dubna Magen was told by his Rebbe, the Gra, how do you be able to give over Yiddishkeit? Yeah, give it over information, Shkoch, but how do you give over Judaism? Kaisi Revo, you have to be an overflowing cup of Torah, of Shabbos, of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Shavim, of Tefillah, and Chesed. When you have that, that'll be the ultimate model. Moving on to idea number three, we said idea number three from the Chodesh Harim, the Lorah, Yishasachiv. You want to know what the Choshech is? Says Chodesh Harim. A beautiful insight. When you can't see your brother, you can't see sister. Or you don't even want to see your brother and sister. That is Choshech. The Jewish people are an or. You have to be an or for a bit within the Klal Yisrael, an or throughout the world, or Lagoyim, like Sefer Shachat, Pasuk, and Yeshayim. But Israel cares about other people. We care about each other. And that's what gave life, or even after a 50-game win streak. What are they tweeting about him? They're tweeting about he's talking to the other guy on the other team who just beat him. He's helping him try to be able to help him and accounting for him. What an or lagoyim. The Jew always looks for able to help another person, Jew or non-Jew alike. Before that, he was in the Maral Diskin. Then before that, he was in the Maral Diskin. Why is it? By everything else, Adam is kosher. You take off your shoes, but here by Parkar and Pesach, and you're busy off, you leave it on. Says the Maral Diskin, you want Kodesh Baruch Hu, I saw your Messias Nefesh. Your Messias Nefesh, you want to be able to leave? You want to do Karm Pesach, so the Haris, the Amunah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm Moichel, my own cover. You leave your shoes on. Where everybody else in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to take your shoes off. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, you want to do Amunah B'tachon. You're ready to rock and roll, leave your shoes on. And this reminds me of Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi said, Chagah Pesach, Chagah Matzos. Why the Afghan in the two different places? Because Chagah Matzos, Kodesh Baruch Hu is referring to us, Chagah Pesach, we're thinking the Borosham. But what's written in Artsville and Shema Yisrael, we're praising Hashem. Always looking for the good in one another. In every relationship, always looking for the good. And finally, the fifth and final idea for the Menachem Sion, Rav Tzvi Pesach Freik's grandson, Menachem Sion Zaks. He called on Mishtach of Rashi. He says three things they were so happy for. Whether the Geula, or the coming to Eretz Yisrael, but also that their children were going to be a Shalahem. What's Shalahem?
that they were going to be like them. They were going to be the Yehudim. Going to be no Yehudis Hadoros. That's the ultimate simcha. The ultimate simcha is when your kids and your students going to be on fire for the Baruch Hashem. And that's what we say earlier, and that we're going to connect it earlier to in the parsha of Moshe Shomach. Shlita says in Sefer Tavadas, or Maskut said it at Shalom Zucker. He says, "You want to know Kichay Hashem Lanu? When our Yiddishkeit ben Arayv is zaknei neinech, Kichay Hashem Lanu. When our Yiddishkeit on fire, the shmak to be Yid ben Arayv is zaknei neinech. They had to be able to and live this message Kichay Hashem Lanu. When our children get what it means kishmak to be Yid, that's the ultimate simcha. We should be zochah beez Hashem Yisbarach to have the proper anava, the proper humility, the proper submission to Rabbeinu Hashem to be on fire for our Kadosh Baruch Hu and our Muna with our Torah, and that'll be transmitted to our children to always be looking and caring and kind individuals to understand." Always looking for the good in any relationship. And finally, a fifth and final idea from the Menachem Sion, to understand Gishmach to be a Yid. That is the ultimate simcha. I'm going to give that over to our children, to our students, Bez Hashem, everyone.